Good morning and peace. My name is Erin Medine Lusky, and it is my great honor and great joy to share with you this morning about my experience participating in a covenant discipleship group here at West End. Many of you don't know who I am, and I want to begin by reassuring you, I am new here. I'm a Midwesterner by birth and moved to Nashville almost 3 years ago to this day. My roots are in the Methodist Church, so at the top of my to-do list after I moved was to find a new church to call home. With plenty of choices in Nashville and very little direction, I began the dance that is church hunting. Every Saturday night, I would spend Google searching and browsing church websites. I'd spend one Sunday here, one Sunday there, throw in a Wednesday night every now and then just to shake things up. When visiting a church, I was the person who would always mark the visitor box and never leave my contact information. I stayed connected to the church but left no trace of my presence. I went to church to receive church but was not interested in being the church. Looking back at this disjointed process now, I recall one peculiar behavior. If I was visiting a church website or saw in their Sunday bulletin that accountability groups or other small groups were important to the congregation, it was almost certain that I would not be back to that church. I would mark it off of my long list and move on. This seems strange to me now, and it may seem strange to you too. I was new in town, I had very few contacts, I longed to be known as an individual and nurtured as a disciple. But something inside of me was grasping for control of my own life. Accounting to others, that seemed limiting, even scary. Give up control? No, I can find another way. Be honest about my struggles? Not really for me. And so I continued my wandering ways for 2 long years. I was still pursuing my faith and trying to live accordingly, but I lacked consistency, and I lacked connection to what God was doing outside of my immediate context. This all took its toll over time. About this time, I began to build a friendship with a congregation member here at West End. She was participating in the Covenant Discipleship pilot groups in 2013, and for several months, I would see her once a week, immediately following her group's Covenant Discipleship weekly meeting. Despite my previous aversion to small groups, I quickly became intrigued by her experience. Something in me must have recognized that covenant discipleship was something that I needed, even if it was something that I had wholeheartedly tried to avoid. Now I was hungry to know more. How was your meeting this morning? I would pry. What is the conversation like? I wanted to know. I would ask and ask and ask, maybe just to figure out why in the world I felt so drawn. But it was not in the asking, but in the watching that I received answers. I watched my friend act with purpose and boldness, love and compassion. She will tell you now that covenant discipleship taught her how to recognize God's nudges in her life. I watched firsthand as she did incredible things in responses to those nudges, things she never could have anticipated, and things in which God was active. Covenant discipleship groups are built around the general rule of discipleship. The general rule is an encapsulation of the life we are all called to as followers of Christ. It reads like this, and it's also printed in the insert in your bulletin about covenant discipleship. To witness to Jesus Christ in the world, and to follow his teachings through acts of compassion, justice, worship, and devotion, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Wow. When I hear those words, I have 2 reactions. The first is akin to my resistance to small groups. That seems like a lot. What do they mean by acts, exactly? I wonder how much leeway there is. But if I put those reactions, or better named, those fears aside, the general rule sounds a bit different. To witness to Jesus Christ in the world, through acts of compassion and justice, worship and devotion, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The second and much greater reaction I have, one that I saw lived out in my friend and have since experienced for myself, is that it is in this life, a life of discipleship in which we find purpose and fulfillment. It is in laying down the idol of control and independence and taking up the witness of Christ through the Holy Spirit that we are fed and filled and freed. This is a truth that I had known and experienced in the past, but one that had lost its potency in my personal isolation and my grasping for control. I'm thankful for the work of all in the congregation who have made covenant discipleship active and available over the past few years. Because of that work, I was able to join a covenant discipleship group myself last spring. For a year, our group of six has met weekly to account to how Christ is working in our lives and how we are living out compassion and justice, worship, and devotion. The accountability this group offers is not the act of issuing disapproval or reward dependent on personal performance that I had so feared. Instead, this has become a holy act of being attuned to God's movement in our midst and to surrounding each other in love and grace when movement seems impossible and God seems far away. West End has become the home that I was searching for, and in these pews, there are at least five people who know me deeply, not only as the person I am right now, but I believe also as the person God is growing me to be. And I am allowed the same precious glimpse of them. I leave my group on Thursday nights feeling certain that six strangers around a table have been transformed into a medium of God. When nudges come to any of us, we strive together to be people oriented toward action. I received my invitation to this journey by watching its impact on someone else. Today, we are issuing the same invitation to you. I know I haven't gone into a lot of details about covenant discipleship groups and the process, and I apologize for that, especially to the detail-oriented among us. But instead of the what of covenant discipleship, I want to leave you today with the why, at least as I've experienced it. God gave himself to us in an act of radical love so that we can do the same. And in so doing, pursuing lives of discipleship on a consistent basis, we stumble upon the greatest grace of all, that this is not burdensome, but nourishing. We have been created to live lives of compassion and justice, worship, and devotion, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and in community with others. If you are looking for an opportunity to share this journey in a context that provides consistency, support, and connection, I encourage you to prayerfully consider covenant discipleship. And if you have explored this opportunity in the past but the time wasn't right, know that the opportunity is and will continue to be available. Now, for all the details, please feel welcome to visit us in Reed Hall immediately following the ceremony, where people who have participated in covenant discipleship in this congregation will be stationed to share information. You can also attend one of the introduction classes or workshops that are listed in your insert later this month, or contact Nancy Hawthorne directly. For now, thank you so much for listening to my witness, and we hope to connect with you soon.